Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hood Talk Radio with Cleveland's own Emax the Image, where we unravel the facts and bring the truth out of the lies. Wake up, everybody. It's Hood Talk Radio. You talk about it, we talk about it, they talk about it, Hood Talk Radio. You talk about it, we talk about it, they talk about it, Hood Talk Radio. We talk about it, they talk about it, we talk about it, Hood Talk Radio. We talk about it, they talk about it, we talk about it, Hood Talk Radio.
What's going on, America, and all the surrounding countries? Y'all know what it is. It's your boy, E-Max, man, and I'm here to tell you that there's something going on with this food. It's been going on for a while, and, hey, I'm just here to let you know that what we're doing out here in Blog Talk Radio is informing you of what the deal is, you know what I'm saying? So what we going to do is get this shit together, and when we come back, we're going to bring you some Monsanto chews. We're going to bring you some shit about the food we eating. I know y'all trying to get down with the Empire's TV series, but I'm going to put y'all on some shit about that too. All right, this is your boy E-Max, man, and we will be back right after this song.
Black on Black. Black on Black. OPN. Wish fame. And they thought they were gonna be let off the hook.
Rest in peace, Tim Russell, Melissa Williams, casualties and organized cop killers, 12 Caucasians and a Zimmerman. I'm in a Latino. Sorry, man, black cops are about to get mad.
Yeah.
Cause you work right along with them. Black cops are about to get mad.
Yeah.
Cause you work right along. Black cops are about to get mad.
Yeah.
Cause you work right along with the Klan.
Uh-huh.
Black shield, black police, the officers. Why y'all ain't condemn racist cops?
Why?
Cause a black cop will shoot us down on sight.
Yeah.
So they do the job of racist whites. Police Patrolmen's Association try to inflame this hot situation. Union president is Jeffrey Fulmer. Ball, redneck, has a way with words.
Yeah.
He said the cops did a good job for real. He's right, they did a good job killing.
Yeah.
General Donna Brown, she broke it down.
Damn.
Demanded apologies from the clown. Then Reverend Twan jumped in it quick. Accused the union of talking reckless. How can I break it down? Put it in the rhyme. Cause I was there, huh? On the front line. Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Here's the reason police keep killing us. We're too busy keeping our mouths shut. Let's tell the truth what this is. Murder, massacre, modern day lynching. Our life doesn't mean nothing, man. Gunned down over mufflers in a pop can.
Yeah.
25 minute chase through two cities like they were hunting blacks in slavery. Cleveland cops, those cowards ain't right.
Nope.
They wouldn't chase nobody through Pepper Pike.
Nah.
Since police roll like beasts in the Cleveland streets. They bum rushed Heritage Park in EC. 137 shots for 13 cops. No gun or shell casings on the spot.
Nope.
The mindset, the example starts at the top. Let's see how Frankie Boy dealt with the cops. Mayor Jackson, his quote about the killing. We need to care about the cops' feelings.
What?
Holden Frank wanna start a riot. So Art McCoy looked the mayor eye to eye. To represent the people and make it clear. You don't solve it, 013, you out of here. Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
Hey. 137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
This world we living in is too crazy. They'd rather see us dead or locked up in prison. This world we living in is too crazy. They'd rather see us dead.
locked up in Luce. This world we living in is too crazy. They rather see us dead or locked up in prison or systems. Luce. Still I'm a child, I've been abused lately. You hear about police brutality all the time on the news daily. You think it's great, we take another look. There's all the pigs in my city, just look at me as another crook. No ship runs, that's no such thing. But had dreams that I had to shoot one to run up on me. Trick a happy crooked cops, what's the reason? 137 shots in East Cleveland. Two people dead on off top, family grieving. It's spread like the plague, it won't stop this season. No treason can stop the protest. We marching this evening, steady out for justice. The clutch fist in the air, black power. The first pig never did, the fat cowards.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 30 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 30 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 30 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 30 Crooked Cops.
Where's the beef? Where's the beef?
Where's the motherfucking beef? You know what I'm saying? 646-478-0944. That's the number to call in. Holla at your boy, E-Max the Image, man. You know what I'm saying? We up in this piece. All right? Today is a day, you know what I'm saying, I've been doing a lot of studying, basically, man, over this Monsanto issue. And it's proven to be a little bit of a significant bit of information, you know what I'm saying? So if y'all are really trying to get into it like that, I will share this information with you because it's definitely some important shit that we need to know about. You know what I mean? 646-478-0944. It's your boy, E-Max. I just want to send a shout-out to everybody out there that's listening, you know what I'm saying, whether you're online or, you know what I'm saying, if you're in the studio or what have you, you know what I'm saying, we are all here for you. Man, this Monsanto thing is very dangerous. It is very, how can I put it? Well, I'm going to put it to you like this, man. We have been put into a situation where our food, the shit that we eat mainly, and what they are creating our food out of, you know what I'm saying? I mean, dude, they coming at us with some fugazi shit here, you know what I mean? And when I say fugazi shit, I mean that. I don't mean just, you know, being in a spot or being somewhere where, you know, you might get some out-of-the-way shit for your food. You know what I mean? We are in a position where life as we know it is not the same anymore. You know what I mean? You can't go on thinking that these people is not fucking with food. You can't go on thinking that these people are not engineering our demise. And believe it or not, it's the truth. I know a lot of y'all out here like, E-Max, you be tripping, but you know what? I'm not tripping today. So thanks, but no thanks for your GMOs. You know what I'm saying? When I say GMO, I want to break that down to you. It's considered a genetically modified organism. All right, and if you understand what genetically modified organisms are, then you will understand what a GMO is. If you don't understand what a genetically modified organism is, then you won't know and you don't know what a GMO is. A GMO is food that has been modified through gene splicing. It's really a fucked up thing that we had to deal with because we have no control over it. You know what I'm saying? Not in air circumstance. When I say air circumstance, I mean We have no control over this. All right, let's get to the definition of GMOs. We already discussed that it's a genetically modified organism, and how do you modify organisms genetically? Well, according to Monsanto and a couple of other what I would consider good sources for the information, okay? What they do is they look for genes that can be modified through genetic gene splicing. There's some shit going on where how can I describe this? Okay, let's just say for the sake of argument that you're a chemical corporation and you notice that there's a market for genetically modified food. Now, how do you come up with that? You basically will go to the producers of the food and you offer them a deal. You tell them, hey, this is what's going down. This is what we got for you. If you don't like it, then, you know what I'm saying, we'll put some shit in your face so you don't have a choice. You know, and that's pretty much where we are now. We don't have a choice in what we're eating. If you look at the packaging on some of your favorite foods, you'll find all types of you're going to find like BHT and RBHS and DHS and things of that nature in the food because they are not compatible with some of the shit that we've been consuming lately. Take a gene, add a virus to it. If you want to change it, if you want to feed it to people, that's fine. But take a gene, inject a virus into its nucleus, and voila, you have what they consider a genetically modified organism. Now, it's so fucked up because they're only feeding it to Americans. You can't go overseas and buy genetically modified organisms because they're banned. The United States is the only country that I've heard of so far that support this movement, and it's really a fucked up thing, man, because, like I said, we don't have a choice in participating. Now, we don't know that when they cook our food, what they're putting in it. They have introduced legislation that makes it illegal for you to list. Who the fuck is this? For you to list anything on your GMOs. You know what I'm saying? So, like, say, for instance, you got some fucked up food out there and you don't want nobody to know you got it. Well, Monsanto has made it that you cannot report that they have GMOs in their products. There is no legislation that says they have to do it. So, of course, they don't. They won't tell you that the food that they're selling you is fucked up. They won't tell you that you just might die from the shit you eat. You know, which is very, very bad for us because we eat pretty much whatever is put in front of us, man. And that's the shameful part. You know, a lot of people eat food, they don't read the ingredient sticker, which is required by law now. But in the case of Monsanto, they don't have to tell you what's in their food. And believe it or not, they are suing a lot of the companies that do, especially those companies that say we don't use Monsanto ingredients in our products. Well, they'll be sued because Monsanto caused that slander, you know, let alone that they're killing us with this shit. But who gives a fuck, right? Well, we do because we got to eat the shit. Now, a lot of people, you know, listen to me and they'll say, you know, he don't know what he's talking about. But the truth of the matter is, I do. You know what I'm saying? I've been doing some in-depth studying on this topic. You know what I mean? And I really, really wanted to share this with everybody today because it's something that we just cannot get past. And because we can't get past it, then it needs to be talked about. I mean, no doubt it needs to be discussed because without discussing this issue, we do not know what we are eating. They have patents on pigs. They got patents on the DNA that the pig come from. What is that shit? They have patents on everything that we consume as human beings except us. And if you don't believe me, if you want to know, do some research on Monsanto food, do some research on GMOs, and then you tell me if I'm tripping or not, all right? You tell me yourself. I don't really think I am. I'm just trying to bring some light to a situation that most people got no clue about. They have no clue about the GMO situation. They don't know what it means. They don't know where it comes from. And they really don't know what it's used for. In my opinion, it's used for the depopulation agenda that these motherfuckers got. Because a lot of the GMOs cause health conditions. They cause sleepiness, restlessness. You have people that suffer from different conditions as a result. You know, cancer. You have, let me see, diabetes. You got strokes. You have liver cancer, you have lung cancer, you have throat cancer. In men, it's known to cause certain respiratory illnesses. In women, it's known to cause infertility, baby death. Also in men, it's known to cause sterilization because it attacks the sperm that's in your body. And once it attacks your sperm, there's really nothing you can do about it except, you know, go with the flow. So we ain't trying to live like that, y'all. Definitely on no terms are we trying to live like that. And I'm sure that most of you out there also feel like we don't have to live like this, and we don't. So I want y'all to understand that we are on a push to clear our grocery stores and our aisles and shit like that of this very dangerous drug that they keep pushing on us like it doesn't mean anything. You know what I'm saying? When in fact it does. You know, it's a very, very, very powerful situation, and the situation calls for some action. Now, it's weird to me that overseas most of these however you want to call it, they're banned. Most of the ingredients that make up a GMO is banned. You know what I'm saying? There, you just can't, really, you cannot have them. So just for that fact, man, let's do a little bit of research on GMOs. Let's find out what they're for, where they come from, and how they affect us, really. Because me personally, I kind of know it also, they start asthma. Now, in some instances, we have this company suing motherfuckers because of no fault of their own. Some of those seeds may have inadvertently germinated their crops. So what's happening now at this point is that the corporation. And when I say the corporation, we're going to say Monsanto because that's pretty much who it is. They are suing people, all right? So if you don't do enough, according to Monsanto, to stop the spread of the GMOs in your farm or anything like that, then you have to surrender that farm and you no longer own anything that has anything to do with your farm, the plants, the animals, you name it, you lost it. Okay, so what we need to do is try and figure out how we can stop this corporation from taking everything from everybody, and it's really not fair. Okay, they're poisoning us every day. We don't know why. We don't understand the fact of the matter is that it's an agenda. The politicians have an agenda, and they are using whatever and whatever they can use to effect this mess that they're trying to keep us under. You know what I'm saying? To me, there's really no other way to describe the shit that we're dealing with, because there is no way to describe it. 646-478-0944. I encourage you to, you know, at least call and say some or not. It's not required of you or anything of that nature, man. I just, you know, sometimes you want people to, you know, say something. You want them to go, you know, I understand this or I understand that, and what can we do as a people to get ourselves into a position where we don't have to deal with this shit like that no more. It's not hard, but for the most part, we all have to do our part. And when I say we got to do our part, that means that we as a people got to stand up and say, hey, we don't want this shit in our grocery stores. And outside of that, we stuck. I was speaking to a coworker earlier, and we was talking about that, and it just don't seem right, and it doesn't seem fair that one corporation can control us and have that much power over us like Monsanto does. Now, a lot of people don't see it that way, but I'm afraid I do. And just because of that, I have reservations. I have started not eating pretty much everything that I used to eat all the time. You know what I mean? It's a consequence that we got to deal with, because we don't know what's in our food. You know what I mean? We really don't know how it's affecting us, and we don't understand how it's being pushed down our throat, so to speak. You know what I mean? There ain't no... Some of the diseases that come about from eating GMOs, like, for instance, I watched a video this evening that told you all of the foods that you cannot eat, or you should not eat, that contains a lot of the shit that we get from GMOs, like corn chips and flatbread. I'm getting ready to pull up some shit right now so that I can be a little bit more specific with the information. And we have the Monsanto Protection Act, which is basically, the president said that Monsanto does not have to list the ingredients of their products. And like I said, stated a little while ago, we don't want the shit. Okay, I typed in Monsanto on YouTube, of course, and we have GMO Animals and Seeds. It's a documentary on the Monsanto problem. We have Seeds of Death, the most evil corporation in the world, Monsanto, where everybody must know about GMOs. Monsanto GMO food alarm for inside scientists. Of course, you know they're blocking on information. You got plenty of protests about GMOs and Monsanto. Luke Rutkowski interviews people at a recent Monsanto protest in New York. The Monsanto controls the government. Monsanto's introduction of genetically engineered cotton in India has been a catastrophe for farmers. The world, according to Monsanto, GMO food is poison. genetically engineered trees, a silent force. Wow, isn't that some shit? Let's see. We got so many videos and things of that nature about Monsanto. The one that I'm looking for is which Monsanto foods you should not eat. All right. Food we should not eat. Food we should not eat. Okay. There's a lot of foods that we eat in the United States that are banned in other countries. All right. And there's a lot of shit out there now. Me, I don't believe everything that I read. I don't believe everything that I hear. So, you know, we have to be careful of what we eat. And I see, you know, you too. You motherfuckers, it's crazy with this. Now, there's also some other information that I'm going to tell y'all about, too, about VPNs, okay, to basically block government blockers, YouTube blockers, anything, anybody that you hackers, there are programs out there, and it's actually some shit that you can, you know, attach to your network so that when you do hit the internet, you know what I'm saying, sometimes, okay, hidden Egyptian pyramids, drawings of the Nephilim. 12 raw foods you should never eat. 14 foods that cleanse the liver. I mean, it's a whole lot of shit, man. We just cannot, we can't let these motherfuckers dog us like that. Okay, now, every time I try to pull this up, nobody, they won't let me watch it. YouTube is giving me, see that? Now, I bet you I can watch a video about the Dark Knight, okay? I'm not going to sign in because this shit is getting on my nerves. They don't want me to say what food it is that we should not eat, okay? I've been watching stupid videos on this, on this channel here, and all of a sudden I'm getting error messages. Okay, 8 foods we eat in the U.S. that are banned in other countries. Okay, www.firstgourmetfood.com. All right, if you go there and not go to YouTube, you should be able to find the list of, all right, this is how we going to do this shit. Freshfood.com. And we can bypass YouTube. Okay, healthy food, organic food, shit you shouldn't eat. Banned food. And then I'm going to click enter and see. Okay, 5 foods you should not eat. Banned food, rule of a flat stomach, prohibited foods, gourmet food, search for banned food. All right. Now, here is banned food, U.S. banned food list. All right. Banned food ingredients that are still allowed. Okay, here we go. 10 foods Americans eat that are banned around the world. All right, and we can only get these in America. So, 2. All right, slide 2 of 10. We're going back. Previous. We're going back to 1. Farmed salmon, or salmon, however you want to look at that. Okay, farmed salmon. Slow. Farmed salmon are often fed an unnatural diet of grains as well as antibiotics and other drugs which can cause their flesh to turn a grayish color. To turn them the pink-red hue of wild salmon, the fish are fed synthetic astaxanthin made from petrochemicals, which is not approved for human consumption in some parts of the world. Farmed salmon fed these chemicals are banned in Australia and New Zealand. All right? Genetically engineered papaya. All right? Genetically engineered foods and the potentially harmful effects they bring with them are topics stirring up plenty of debate all around the world. In several countries have partial or full bans on GE foods. In the EU or the European Union, genetically engineered foods must be labeled, and GE papaya is totally banned. All right? Genetically engineered papaya. Watch that shit. GE papaya is grown in Asian countries, such as Thailand, as well as in Hawaii. So you want to watch out for that papaya. All right? Ractopamine, tainted meat. Ractopamine is a growth promoter drug. Growth promotion. So it's a drug widely used in the livestock farms in the U.S. as it increases the rate of weight gain and leanness in pigs, cattle, and turkey. However, consumption of ractopamine has been linked with cardiovascular problems and hyperactivity of both humans and pigs. An estimated 80% of farm pigs in the U.S. are fed this drug. The European Union, China, and Taiwan are among the many countries that have put a ban on meat from animals fed this drug. So as you see, we're being fed shit that we don't even know. Like, remember we used to get Church's chicken? The Church's chicken was huge. Huge chicken. You know what I'm saying? But that shit tastes so good, didn't it? I tell you the truth, it tasted so good. Bread with potassium bromate. Our hamburger and hot dog buns are often enriched with the food additive potassium bromate as it bleaches the dough and makes it more elastic. You get that? Elastic, like stretchy. But potassium bromate is also linked to many health conditions such as kidney and nervous system damage, thyroid problems, gastrointestinal discomfort, and cancer, and therefore is banned in the European Union, China, Canada, and other countries, but not in America. We can eat this shit all day. That's why we so fucked up, why we so fat. You know what I'm saying? People be wondering what's going on in America that ain't going nowhere else in this world. Well, now you got an idea. I ain't going to say you know because hopefully you're doing some research. I'm giving y'all some information here that just might help you to change your eating habits. You really can't even drink energy juices. Energy drinks, corn chips got this shit in. I mean, man, we are eating the things that are not healthy for us any damn way. And because these motherfuckers know this, they just feeding us whatever they want us to eat. Now, it's funny because Monsanto is a chemical company. They are the ones that produce that shit called Roundup. And the thing about the seeds that they buy and they genetically engineer, they don't die. They die, actually, but you can't kill them with Roundup. You can kill everything else and anything else with Roundup. But Monsanto seed is not affected by Roundup because basically what they do is they engineer whatever it is they produce to be impervious to the chemicals in Roundup, which just might kill any other organism, including human beings. Arsenic is found in a lot of our food, and we don't know. You know what I'm saying? TheDailyMeal.com, we don't know. You know what I'm saying? So let's just keep let's go some more of these. Coloring agents, a food dye. Okay? Listen to this here. Coloring agents can be found in almost any processed food. Candy, macaroni and cheese, cheddar flavored crackers, jello, the list goes on. Not all coloring agents are harmful, but some. Now, you might want to write these numbers down because I've seen them on the back of packages of food that I've eaten, junk food and this and that and the other. Okay? So if you think about it, listen, coloring agents can be found in almost any processed food, candy, macaroni and cheese, cheddar flavored crackers, jello, and the list goes on. Now, all coloring agents are harmful, but some, including blue number one and blue number two, yellow number five and six, and red number 40, have raised some health concerns after research showed that they can cause behavioral problems, cancer, birth defects, and health problems in laboratory animals. Now, yellow number six, found in many boxed mac and cheeses, have also been shown to cause hypersensitivity in children. Now, hypersensitivity can be linked to being extremely angry or extremely sad, or you always happy, or you always jumping around and running around and shit like that, just some out-of-the-way shit, you know what I mean? But that's because we are always feeding ourselves box foods, all right? These artificial food dyes are banned in Norway and Australia, and the European Union requires a warning notice on most food containing dyes. That's because dye is some fucked up shit. Now, here's the thing. A long time ago, I really stopped eating chips and candy and this, that, and the other, but every now and then, I binge myself on some fucking corn chips, and once I read this shit, I can't eat that shit no more. I just can't do it. Okay, we have a fat substitute. It's called olestra or olein. Okay? Olestra is a zero-calorie fat substitute created to make healthier snacks such as fat-free potato chips, corn chips, wheat thins, shit like that. Okay, but olestra has been shown to cause side effects in the form of gastrointestinal problems, like leaky bladders, leaky booties. You're stinking all the time. You got gas. You know what I'm saying? And it can also pop holes in your GI tracts and burn it and eat your shit up so that, you know, you may need some damn surgery based on all of these additives that they put in food. Now, this is a fat substitute. Everybody knows that you have to have some type of fat in your system in order to survive. Your body thrives really off of fat. But if all you have is fat in your body, then you know you just as well eat some motherfucking Monsanto products because you're gonna die soon. All right, you gain weight, you don't lose. Okay. The UK and Canada are two places that have banned this fat substitute from their food market. That's number six, olestra. Okay, brominated vegetable oil, or BVO. Brominated vegetable oil is vegetable oil derived from corn or soy, bonded with the element bromine. It's added to many sodas and sports drinks to prevent the flavoring from separating and floating to the surface. Now, ain't that some shit? That is some shit. So they added shit so that a Mountain Dew tastes like a Mountain Dew. And a Cherry Coke tastes like a Cherry Coke. You know, it's not that they added cherry to the shit. These are all chemicals that they use to flavor the fucking shit that we drinking every day that we spending our money on. Now, a long time ago, I did a show on the effects of slavery after Reconstruction. I mean, black folks and everything after Reconstruction. And what I learned from that is that after Reconstruction, Now, here's the funny part, is that after Reconstruction, they would feed the slaves some fucked up shit. You know what I mean? And they were upset, and they didn't know what to do with the slaves. So they gave them a little bit of land, they gave them a little bit and told them to go over there. But while they planned and schemed on what to do with the former slaves, you know what I'm saying, they had to keep them in one place. Now, for y'all that don't get the gist of that point, it's basically the same thing that's happening here. What do you do with the slaves that you don't need no more? You get rid of them. Now, how do you get rid of them? That is up to you, my man. That's totally up to you. So here we have brominated vegetable oil. It's a vegetable oil derived from corn or soy bonded with the element bromine. So what you want to do, a bromine, B-R-O-M-I-N-E, look the definition of that, and it will tell you exactly what chemical that is. But it's added to the sodas and sports drinks to prevent the flavoring from separating and floating to the surface. But bromine has also been shown to alter the central nervous and endocrine systems, causing skin rashes, acne, loss of appetite, fatigue, and cardiac arrhythmia. The chemical is banned in both Europe and Japan. Only in the United States. Only in the United States, man. If y'all don't believe that we a consumer country now, you ain't gonna never believe that shit. And I don't know what else to say. I don't drink pop. I don't drink pop. I like, you know, energy drinks, so that might be fucked up. And that could explain why people have so many issues and the side effects from drinking like those monsters and shit like that, Rippets and, you know, lasers and all of those energy drinks that's supposed to, you know, boost your energy. I wonder what they would say about that 5-hour energy thing. So we got to worry about shit like that. Okay, here we go. Synthetic hormones, RBHG and RBST. Of course, you know, in yogurt and milk. And these are growth hormones, okay, in dairy products. They can be found in dairy products such as yogurt and milk. The controversy with cows injected with these hormones is that several studies cite RBGH as a cause of cancer. So you go on ahead and you get your Danon, or you just get some yogurt, man. A lot of people can't drink milk no more, and you understand why. Okay? Many consumers in the U.S. choose to buy organic milk and dairy products as well as those labeled RBGH-free, and the hormone is totally banned at milk and dairy farms and in dairy products in the European Union, Australia, Canada, Israel, and New Zealand. But we can get it all day long right here in America. It's great. Great for us. Okay, we got a couple. Now, I'm going to, I never pronounced this word, so I'm going to take my time. Azodicarbonamide. Azodicarbonamide. That's a long-ass word. This chemical, I'm going to call it azo, can be found in boxed pasta mixes, breads, frozen dinners, and packaged baked goods like cake mix, cakes, you know what I'm saying? And is added as an instant bleaching agent for flour. So if flour isn't white, what color is it? We always see the bag and it says bleached flour, but we still buy it and we still use it. Okay, we love spaghetti. We love rigatoni. But, of course, if you read, and sometimes, you know, they won't even tell you, you know, what's really, really into this shit, but they will sometimes. Sometimes they won't. when they list what's in the food that they're selling you. But most of the time they don't. So we got to be careful of that. But check it out. It's bleaching agent in flour. In Singapore, Australia, and most European countries, this chemical is banned due to reports of it causing asthma. Ha-ha. You know what I mean? The azo is also a chemical used in a foam plastic, like yoga mats. So we eat yoga mats in our spaghetti. Okay, BHA and BHT. I know you know and you've read that on, for those that read the packaging labels, you know, as far as the cholesterol and the vitamins and the health points that the FDA has mandated, to be placed on packages. And also, little letters like the R, B, G, H's, and the B, G, S's, and this and other. But the BHA and the BHT is damn near in everything you see. Okay? Now, these two, all right, they are found in cereals, nut mixes, chewing gum, butter spreads, and many other foods in need of preservatives. BHA or butylated hydroxyanisole, whatever, butylated hydroxy whatever, and BHT, butylated hydroxytolu whatever, HYDROXYTOLUENE, are commonly used preservatives. The National Toxicology Program reported on carcinogen states that BHA can trigger allergic reactions and hyperactivity and is reasonably anticipated to be a human hazard. So when we eating our Captain Crunch and we eating all of the motherfucking Cheerios that they claim is so motherfucking heart healthy and all of this other shit that they put out there on the market, just Special K's or Tony the Tigers or Raisin Bran, they all contain BHA and or BHT. And it is reasonably anticipated to be a human hazard. That's fucked up. Okay? The preservatives are both banned in parts of the European Union and Japan. And the UK does not allow BHA in infant food. Man, we eat that shit all the time. All the time. You know, so I can't say, you know, more. The thing that we when they tell us to eat healthy, okay, no matter what you eat, it's not good for you, and that's fucked up because we got one company, a corporation, as they call it, that's running the production of our food. Now, of course, you know what I'm saying, our government is helping these people do what they need to do as far as controlling what we eat. And I want you to think about that for a little while we get into this track, because I am really, I'm really just thinking about that shit because, man, you know, we eat a lot of Popeye's chicken. We like Rallies. You know what I'm saying? We shop and save a lot of Aldi's and, you know, stuff like that, man. And we do. We cook cakes out of boxes. We feed our kids the macaroni and cheese, man. I'll be back in a minute. All right, keep working, man. Yes, sir. You made it back in with your boy E-Mac. And basically, what we need to know are some things that's being put into our food. Now, what's tripping me out is that suddenly my computer is going haywire. I guess YouTube knows that I'm doing this show. Well, I don't really care. We're going to continue to inform you on this Monsanto thing because, like I said before, it is important for us to know what is being put in our food. You don't know, and, you know, it's possible that, hell, nobody really knows. But at this point, do we have a choice in not trying to find out? No, because that's something that we need to know about. You know, I'm sure and I'm certain that I want to know what the hell GMOs are and what they're used for. So if I can find out, then I'm going to let you know. So that's pretty much where we are with GMOs. Not that I want to get into this shit, but it just keep coming out, man. Shit just keep happening in the hood, and we ain't really getting the gist of everything that's going on out here. Now, when I say that, I'm saying that to say around the city, you know, we done had some, how can I say, some fucked up shit done happened. Okay, you got brothers killing brothers, robbing motherfuckers, getting caught up in some shit that they just started. As far as the information goes, that's pretty much what's going on. Okay, we got some brothers that's out here, and they're, well, according to the information that I got, I'm not going to reveal my source. But according to the information that I received, we got some brothers that's out here doing some dirt. And got paid a little bit of money to do a lot of shit. And it didn't really work out for them. Not well, anyway. Well, last night, people came up and shot the man's house up and his people's houses and this and that and the other. And I assume it's because they can't get to this guy. You know what I mean? He in jail right now. So because of that fact, there's people that's looking to do him harm, not just himself, but relatives, family members, whoever they can pretty much get. They're blowing up houses. They had a bomb squad out here last night. So it's a lot of crazy stuff that's going on. And I really want everybody to just be careful and pay attention to what's going on around you. Because otherwise you might find yourself in a situation that you don't want to be in. I have no other advice except, you know, saying be vigilant. And, you know, take care of yourself. Now, of course, in the news, you know, the mayor lost a relative. I believe they said it was his brother, and that his girlfriend shot his brother. They're working a sympathetic angle for the chief of Cleveland Police. And I'm not, you know, saying nothing bad about none of that shit, but you have to ask yourself, you know what I mean, with all of the shit that's going on in our fair city, are we really ready to jump on that bandwagon and be supportive of the chief? When, you know, just a couple months ago, the statements he made about, you know, blacks killing blacks, it was sort of unfounded in so many ways. It was like a slap in the face because, you know, how the fuck you gonna come up with that type of, well, you know how many, you know, black people got killed? We got 109 deaths in our city last year, and only so many of them was by the hands of police. And that's supposed to comfort you. That's supposed to make you feel more secure in knowing that you don't have to worry. You got to worry more about some dude popping your ass than you do the police. The only thing I'm asking is, you know, how many of us really believe that shit? Truthfully, it's not me. You know what I mean? Some of us. And all of the damn police shootings don't get reported. And that's the misconception that we all have, is that every time somebody gets shot, we know about it. Big mistake. Big mistake, man. We don't know about everybody that got shot, and we never will. You know what I'm saying? That's because they don't want you to know about everybody that's been in an altercation with the police. Can't show that kind of shit. It doesn't work. So you just got to be careful out there, man. You know what I mean? Please do. Please do. It's a little bit after 10 o'clock, and we are going to get back into the music for a few minutes. This is your boy, E-Max Image, Hood Talk Radio. What's in your food? We'll be right back. 646-470-9444. It's your boy E-Max, man. And you have tuned in to Hood Talk Radio. Monsanto, what shall we say then? You know, it's kind of messed up out there, y'all. We got to be on our toes about this shit that we eating on. You know what I mean? Nothing to it. Nothing to it. Now, one thing I do want to let y'all know is that, because this coming up, March the 7th, excuse me, not this coming up, but March the 7th, we got a OPN network. We back in, you know what I'm saying? We'll be doing our thing out there at 15453 Euclid Avenue, you know what I'm saying? Come on down, kick it with us for the cipher. You know what I mean? We're going to do it big this time. We back again, as they say. So we're going to keep that shit moving, pump that shit up a little louder so that everybody can hear what's going on. OPN. This is your boy E-Max, and I'm just trying to tell y'all a few things, man, trying to help save somebody's life. That's it for Canada. Some of us don't want to be saved. Some of us need to be, but all of us don't want to be. So, you know, you can't force nobody to listen to what you're saying. You know what I mean? You can only hope that they do. And that's what I hope. You know what I'm saying? That some of us get the message and we get it very soon and quickly, I might add. I'm in Cleveland, Ohio. It's cold as fuck. I don't know where you may be, but where I am is cold, and it is cold as shit, as we say. You know, it don't make no sense how cold it is out here right now. It really does not. So we don't keep that shit in mind when we go out, bundle up tight, keep all your shit together, and don't be out there acting like no damn fool in the street, because it's too cold for that shit. You know what I mean? Too cold. Too cold. All right, so just take a break from all this talk, and we're going to play a little bit more music. And it's your boy, E-Max. How could you leave? We'll talk radio.
after I was fooled? Was it how I thanked you really? For all your generosity, whoa, whoa.
But why do you do what? Don't let me touch you.
Keeping me at distances, can't manage to get a kiss. No, no.
Keep on teasing me when you know you should be pleasing me. Always having what I'm needing, babe. Never giving what I want, babe.
Oh, baby.
How could you keep on teasing
How could
me?
You?
Yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir. Triple play with your boy, E-Max and Image, man. That's me, you know what I'm saying? Three of my favorite songs, you know. So I got a whole lot more, but we're not here to talk about my music right now. 646-478-0944. For the last few minutes of the show, you are welcome to join me. Just if you want to, you know what I'm saying? I'm not requiring nothing from nobody, just... You know, do a little bit of research on your own. Find out some of the shit I'm telling you about. Just make sure it's true. If it is, you know what I'm saying? Formulate your own hypothesis. Come to your own conclusions. I do not wish to sway anybody in their thinking or make you feel like what I'm telling you is the absolute truth. Because, hell, we don't know. The simple fact of the matter is that a lot of shit has been hidden from us over the years, and we don't have no control over that portion of our lives, unfortunately, y'all. You know what I mean? We are really, really in a position where these people can do whatever they want to do, man. You know? Fight back. Stand up. Be smart about yourself. Do things differently than you've done ever. You know what I'm saying? It just might work out for you somehow. You know, we can't always be on the bad side of the law, people. You know what I'm saying? We like to put up tough fronts and, you know, shit of that nature, man, when the truth of the matter is that we just reaching out for somebody to help, you know what I mean? We've been in trick bags all our lives. We've been in, you know, hurtful, stressful situations, and nobody seems to care, really. And so what do we do with ourselves, you know what I'm saying? One thing we can do with ourselves is stay positive. Stay positive, stay focused, and, you know, generally stay in line with positive things, man. I don't see nothing wrong with being in good spirits. You know what I mean? You can't fight everything and everybody. But, of course, according to our information that we received tonight on certain corporations doing certain things, now we have to keep our eyes open as well, you know what I'm saying? Because, like I said, certain things are being put out there not for our benefit. And, you know, that's shit we got to get a grasp on seriously. All right, it's your boy, Max, man. I care about you. I need to know that you're doing all right. So when I'm talking to you, I kind of expect you to hear what I'm saying. You know what I mean? Whether you do, whether you believe me or not, that don't matter to me as long as I do my job and open my mouth and say what I need to say. And that, my friend, is the whole purpose of this talk show, not for you to, you know, act like I'm doing you some type of injustice or anything by sharing some information that you don't know. You know what I mean? Forgive me if I hurt your feelings. Not really. You don't have to. Because, like I said, I'm not here to do that. But if I just happen to, then, hey, you know, you might just have to deal with that right now. We don't get into bashing people much, but we will tell your ass what's wrong with you if there's something wrong with you, and I don't have a problem with that. Oh, man. So we got the Monsanto shit up. Y'all got to keep your eyes on the Monsanto things. We also have some information coming as far as, you know, this New World Order thing. Everybody know about the New World Order situation, and we're going to keep, you know, everybody abreast as much as we can on that, too, because, of course, we do a lot of studying on that New World Order shit, man. I do a lot, maybe a little bit too much, but in any event, I'm not trying to be the one caught up behind the eight ball. So let's try to stay up on that shit, too. You can log on to Blog Talk Radio and find our show every Wednesday night from 9 to 10:30. You know what I mean? If you just log on to Blog Talk Radio, when the page pops up, click live. When that live homepage, click music. And if you scroll down a little bit, you'll be able to find our page very quickly and very easily. And I appreciate you joining us, you know what I'm saying? Because without you, there is no me. Monsanto, I mean, that shit got me kind of messed up right now, man, because we on a collision course with destruction, you know? People controlling our lives, they're controlling what we eat, sleeping, or drink. You know, how many of y'all out there like Pepsi, you know, Mountain Dew and shit like that? Not me, I really don't mess with those pops and shit, man, because they unhealthy, first of all. They got so much sugar in them, man, you know, you fucking want to have a stroke just drinking one. And then you got all those energy drinks, which I'm a fan of, certain ones, but not all of them. I like Red Bull, you know, but they ain't good for you, none of them. You know, I can guarantee you that five-hour energy is just as bad. But a lot of people drink those instead of taking their ass to sleep at night. They'll do a five-hour energy. And that's That's not healthy for you. We got to take better care of ourselves, as we ain't going to be here. And shit, above all else, man, that is the truth that I know, that we ain't going to be here if we don't take care of ourselves. You know what I mean, y'all? Come on, let's be good folk. That didn't come out right, but still, let's take care, better care of ourselves, man. It's your boy, Max. You got about 8 minutes to go in this show, and I got a song that I want y'all to listen to. It's a cool song. It's called Moments. Now, your boy, E-Max the English Man, you going to like it. I'll be back.
Love.